Next up is Kerry Allen, who's been playing Crime Scene Cleaner.
So a few months back, a friend of mine introduced me to the simulation game House Flipper. And I was amazed how relaxing it was playing a simulation game where you literally just do mundane household chores like vacuum carpets, clean windows and throw away rubbish in order to spruce up homes. So I blamed her when I got a Steam recommendation this week for the newly released Crime Scene Cleaner, which seemed to take the concept even further. If you like simulation games, tidying and like going that extra mile to get 100% completion points, then this is probably the game for you, because your role is to clean up messy crime scenes before the police get there, to get a mop and bucket out and clean blood-spattered walls and put furniture back where it was, and obviously dispose of the odd dead body or two. Of course, if you don't like blood and guts, then I have to say now this isn't the game for you. But there I was, finding myself watching the trailer on release date, and seeing the gameplay look quite similar to House Flipper, I thought, I'm going to have to give this a try. And I have to say that one thing I found surprisingly good about the game is that it seems to have a really good story to it. With some simulation games, you get a little bit of a story, but I'd say that very much takes a backseat to the actual gameplay. With this, though, it feels like you really get to know the character you're playing as. It's first person, and you're a man looking to make some money for his unwell daughter, and you do a favour for one of your dubious mates and realise you've probably bit off more than you can chew. At the end of the first clean-up, you get to go back to your apartment, clean up, wander around and ask yourself, what on earth have you just done? And then the next morning your phone starts ringing and it seems your dubious friend has set you up for even more clean-up missions that are also episodic chapters. Now I have to say, I could not stop playing this when I gave it a try. I mean, you don't feel you can leave until you've left the place spotless. And there's a dark sense of humour to it that I have to say mean videos on this are going to be a fun watch on Twitch. But I'd say try it now before the hype, as you'll be wanting to figure out how to clean up the crime yourself without having others spoil it for you. And then by all means, go and laugh at people on Twitch trying to figure out how to get a dead body down a fire escape.
And that's about £15 on Steam, and it sounds a bit like too much fun. And it's your kind of game because you're cleaning up stuff.
God, I love it.
But then, but would you do that in a game when you
Yeah.
What, so you clean?
I'd be amazing at it.
You'd be good, but would
I'd
you
get
not
all
be
the
like,
bonus points that nobody would see. It'd be like, oh, clean behind the door. But like, yeah, mate.
There's a blood splatter
that.
Over there that you all missed.
I've got this like sixth sense where I'm like, zzzz, that's where the dust is. I know it. So I'd be, I would literally get top points all the time. Yeah, I'm downloading that now.